In this class, we're going to talk about the Sasquatch. Sasquatch are the people that exist on Earth right now, parallel to us. So there are three things you pretty much need to know about Sasquatch. One is that they are intelligent beings. They're not animals running around and hiding or whatever. They are actually conscious, intelligent beings. Two, that they have different soul groups that go parallel to human experience here on Earth. They coexist with us. They actually share this simulation and overlap with us and partially try to stay out of our way as much as possible in order to not pollute their own experiment. And three is that they have incredible superpower that is like a global GPS in their consciousness, in their mind. Their brain is calibrated in such a way that they can find a position of where they are on the planet at any time and resonate with each other in that way. So they are actually linked as a consciousness all the time, which is incredible in itself. And we will learn from them today. So Sasquatch are united, let's just say. In the solar console, there are representatives from what's called Sasquatch Nation. Sasquatch Nation are a union of different types of Sasquatch that exist on this planet. There were many types. Right now, currently, there's three major types and two subtypes. So we will look at the major types. Major types are the ones in Europe, which are very large and have white fur, long white fur, black faces, black skin, but really white fur. And they used to live in Siberia, they used to live in Ural Mountains, they used to live throughout Himalayas. Now there's much less of them. And those are really, really intelligent beings. Another main type are the black skin, black fur. Those are even bigger in size than the white ones. And they are just a titch lower in consciousness from my understanding, but they pretty comparable, the white fur and the black fur ones. So those two groups is what the Sasquatch Nation is built on. The black fur ones exist in this country in United States and in the north in Canada and further in Greenland. So that's their main home. Then there is a third type of Sasquatch, which is kind of a thinner, ganglier, lurky, and it's got kind of an orangey-brown fur. It's got smaller head, and it's less intelligent. That one is actually closer to the animal. It's still beyond animal. It's still much more intelligent than an animal, but it's not quite anywhere near intelligence of the beings that are in a Sasquatch Nation, even though it's still genetically a Sasquatch. It's kind of a more of a monkey, like orangutan kind of feeling from them that you would get than a person. The orange fur Sasquatch have sort of a brown skin face. They are in the side of Himalayas where China border is, and there is a pretty good number of population of them left, but it's still pretty small comparative to everything else. As far as the entire Sasquatch Nation, which those orange fur ones are not part of because they're not as intelligent and they're not part of that union, and they're a different soul group, which I will get to in a moment. The entire Sasquatch Nation is about 10,000 beings in the area mostly of the Canada and Northern America, and maybe another 5,000-6,000 in the area of Northern Europe and towards Himalayas. So really less than 20,000 total is how many of the individual bodies of Sasquatch exist. They are part of Sasquatch Nation. which means they are unified. They have a telepathic link. And being part of a Sasquatch Nation, it's sort of like being plugged in to a group morphogenic field. So you can think of two fields. One is in Canada and Northern America, and another one is in Europe and Himalayas. And then they merge together into a third field, a unified one, which is the Sasquatch Nation. So who are the Sasquatch, right? A long time ago, this planet created many different genetic lines that could develop into conscious beings. One of them was the Sasquatch. Another one was the one that then was modified further and developed into Homo sapien, and it actually originally split into six different types, one of them being Neanderthal, about 500,000 years ago. And then Neanderthal became extinct, mostly because of the Homo sapiens, and Homo sapiens continued. So we are the sapien human. We are the descendants of one branch. Well, way before that original, there was another branch, and that's the branch of Sasquatch. It's a different genetic line. It's still based on the mammalian DNA of a primate, but it evolved differently. If we went into development of the mind, Sasquatch went into development of etheric level perception. That's how they excelled in that global GPS type of superpower. They are able to track ley lines of this planet. They actually resonate them in their brain. So they know exactly where to go, how one line connects to another, where are the intersections. They can set a call and it sets a resonance, and then it goes throughout the planet to reach whoever they're looking for. They are sound oriented, so they utilize sound tones. Not necessarily all the sound we can hear, although they can do that too. But that's actually limited for Sasquatch genetics to be able to produce sound. They produce sound more like a roar, but it's pretty small vocabulary. There's maybe 2-3 variations. So majority of the sound is actually the sound we cannot hear that is sent on these pathways that exist throughout the planet, which is amazing. So they're able to communicate over huge distances, they migrate over huge distances, and they each cover a quite large territory. One amazing thing about Sasquatch consciousness is that it's able to go between 2D and 3D absolutely freely. It kind of coexists in both. So their range is actually 1D to 3D and almost 4D. So they have a wider range than we do as humans in their conscious understanding. The only thing they don't have is the development of a linear mind. Like, they don't have watches, they don't track minutes. That concept doesn't exist for them. But they do track cycles, and they understand the rhythmic cyclical pathway of time. So they are within linear time, but they are not utilizing their mind perception to do so. They also don't have any external technology. They have never developed external technology because their culture went much more into brain development to develop an internal technology, essentially, to develop consciousness technology. So their absolutely amazing technology is the fact that they can telepathically resonate. And it's not telepathy in a traditional sense. I'm using that word because I don't know other word to use here. But telepathy implies mental. This is actually non-mental. It's etheric level telepathy, if there was such a thing. It's communicating through the etheric level utilizing sound. So that's a combination that human beings actually cannot do because we translate sound through the fifth level. We sense on the etheric, which is first level, and we think on a third level. So Sasquatch are able in their brain combine that perception in such a way that through the etheric level, they can actually perceive the sound vibration and then translate it through their fifth level. And they're able to comprehend it, which is kind of like equivalent of a mental level. So it's a very different biology altogether and how they resonate with reality and what they do as far as that. Now, they are a different soul group. No human being can incarnate into a Sasquatch. No Sasquatch being ever incarnated into a human. Not compatible, completely different. Different experiments altogether. They are a different soul group that came here a long time ago, so it's not native to this planet. And that soul group coexisted, you know, within different environments that humans have created. And they stayed out of human way. At the beginning, they were actually more advanced than human beings. Now, human beings moved on with our technology and all of our external gadgets and everything, so it looks like we're much more advanced because we have, I don't know, nuclear power that we cracked. But really, we're completely basic in connection with understanding of reality in a multidimensional sense, while that's where Sasquatch actually excel. So, they have an honor code. They have an understanding of reality that is all connected. They never went through separation in the sense how we did. So even though they exist within this simulation where there is a perceptional separation, they are experiencing it differently than we do. We each see ourselves, human beings, as very separate. Our individuality and our body are very connected and we see ourselves as separate. Sasquatch, they separate the body but not the consciousness. So if you can imagine that there's only one Sasquatch consciousness, but there are many different bodies. It's not quite that literal because each Sasquatch does have a little bit of an individuality, but it's always and forever linked to the Sasquatch nation, which is the oversoul, I guess you can say, of all the Sasquatch. So that is how they relate to one another, is that they are able to perceive it through their heart, through the resonance in their body, and to communicate in long distances, they create booms. That boom could be physical, and some have been recorded when physical people heard physical booms. So that would be, let's say, banging on something to create the resonance that then could be heard. But that's a pretty basic form of communication, and usually they actually do that to scare humans. They do that to make humans go away, not scare, like to really freak us out, but to make a point that, hey, you're encroaching on my territory, I don't want you here, I don't want to harm you, so here is the boom, 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 so hopefully you'll get scared and walk away. That's why they do physical booms. Most of the resonance boom that they do is actually on the etheric, and it's the part of their brain that does that, and then it resonates on the etheric network. So the entire planet has a Lele network. It's kind of like tiny spider webs that connect everything. Intersections of the ley lines create stargates or portals. That's where sacred sites are built. And Sasquatch are able to travel along these pathways, and they have this map in their head. It's really interesting to see a representative of a Sasquatch nation speak at the solar console, because when they speak, they never say I. They say us, we, as us resonate, so their perception of self is very different. Also, when they explain something, they explain it as three pathways and then the larger portal and certain resonance. And then they beam that information out. And that would mean kind of like us saying that, oh, it's in this country and it's like near this lake. So they translate reality not from how we see it, but more from the intersections of those ley lines and a type of frequency. So they never refer to themselves as I. They do see themselves as separate than humans and other species, but within themselves, they see themselves as one. So when they say that we did and then we did, they could be referring to separate two individuals, but they're still describing it as we because in their mind there is no separation. That is incredible reality perception that we human beings kind of lost. We forgot that the other person is actually still us. That's why we treat each other so badly. There's never a war between Sasquatch. Sasquatch had never had a war. They have always been peaceful. Part of the mission of that particular soul group is actually related to the planet. It has nothing to do with humans, which is why they work so hard to kind of push us away a little bit so that we don't encroach on their territory and don't start interacting with them and studying them. Because if they interact with us, they would look pretty basic to us because they don't have the mental level. So we don't actually have the mechanism to fully communicate with them unless somebody is psychic and able to fully perceive the consciousness of that being in their own mind. Otherwise, it would look pretty basic, kind of like talking to a monkey. But they're actually not a monkey. They're incredibly powerful conscious beings. So understanding that the translation will not happen very well, and a lot will be missing in translation, and how violent human species have been, because Sasquatch been here for a really long time, and they have a memory that is stored within their group mind, which means they never forget anything, like, ever. So anything that ever happened on a planet since they've been here, they would be the historians that hold that memory. So because of that, they've seen how violent humans have been throughout the history, and they don't really have any desire to communicate with us, which is why they kind of staying away, hoping that sometime, someday, maybe when we become conscious enough and prove ourselves that we're finally stopped killing each other and all that, maybe then we can finally interact. But until then, they don't want to have anything to do with us. But their main contract is with the planet. They work with the planetary portals. They work with the Stargate that our planet is as the resonance to the rest of the universe. And they work with the macrotubular network and IPTN, interplanetary tunnel network. Tunnel network is actually part of how they travel. They don't travel as much on the surface anymore. They used to when human race was very young, but as we have evolved and became more violent and dramatic in our self-expression, Sasquatch decided, okay, better stay away, and went down underground. And the IPTN, the Interplanetary Tunnel Network, is something that they know intimately. They have their markers in there, so everything is very clearly marked, which is considered their territory. So any other species that are conscious, that are sharing IPTN, very much try to stay away from them because they don't want to interfere with that pattern, just like they kind of stay away from other conscious species. So there's an agreement that's held by the Solar Council in order to protect the experiment itself. But they work with the planetary energy. They work with how our planet is interconnected through the macrotubular tunnels of energy, the highways of light in the different dimensions to entire solar system and then further beyond into the galaxy and so on. Sasquatch Soul Group is actually not even from this galaxy. It came to this galaxy from elsewhere and then been around for a while. And this is one of their experiments here within this body. This is not the body that they've always been at. They've had other forms. This is their experiment in the humanoid kind of body that has fur on it. And that's their current form. But as a consciousness, they actually essentially a starseed race that has been in different environments. But the body is of the planet. That's the kind of a unique combination of them. So their physical form is not a starseed form that's brought from elsewhere or the experiment that's made. Their physical form is actually a form that evolved here on Earth, natural to this planet. And they are the group of starseeds that anchored into it, incarnated into it. So that's another quite unusual thing about them. Now, one more thing about the Sasquatch. When the planet that used to be in the solar system, that solar console calls Mulge, blew up due to the struggle that the people on it had and became the asteroid belt, which we now have in our solar system, Sasquatch as the animal form has already existed here. Sasquatch as the consciousness, as the starseed soul that incarnated into that form, also already existed here. Looked a little bit different, but the rudimentary component was there. They just started their experiment. Their numbers were actually pretty small, about 20,000 of the Sasquatch souls, but the physical form, because it's native to the planet, was in hundreds of thousands. So essentially there were a lot of bodies to pick from for the Sasquatch soul group to incarnate into. So that was the time when the planet in the solar system blew up. That planet had on it conscious species that were apparently not so conscious because they blew themselves up during war. So they were very violent and interested in conquest and control, and they became overly electric in how that experiment evolved on Mulge. So Mulgian souls had nowhere to go when there was no more planet. Anytime we have incarnated into a simulation on the planet, we have to complete our journey. In other words, clean up our karmic patterns in order to actually graduate and move on. But what to do when the classroom disappeared? there was no more means for them to clean up this huge karmic pattern they just created. My God, they blew up the planet. And there was no way to clean it up. So there was a huge effort on account of many beings that participated. Angelic guardians were here and many different high level beings. Some avians that came in here. Syrian High Council was in here. Many different ones that were trying to help Solar Council figure out what to do with billions of souls that now had no place to go. The idea was that they all have to be together relocated into another experiment. But they were so violent because of the karmic pattern that they created. And they were so in shock that first it took pretty long time, a couple hundred thousand years, to get those souls out of shock just so that they're able to relocate without any body, without any planet. Still just the consciousness stuck in this in-between place. Kind of like becoming a ghost when you haven't fully crossed over. So they were in that ghost-like state with no form. Then they would have to go somewhere into a form where they could actually process their karmic pattern, those Muljian souls. Now, where would Muljian souls go? They could be relocated somewhere outside of this simulation into a form that could handle their consciousness, because they were on a mental level way more developed than our current civilization now. So they were pretty advanced technologically and understood reality. They just were not really harmonious people. So it was decided that if Muljian souls with the current karma they had were placed into a form that was able of having mental body, they will never clean up their karma. They will just keep recreating this thing. And that would not be productive. So, to rehabilitate them enough so that they kind of like been forced to experience connectedness and love instead of going right back to their mental electrical ways, they would have had to be put in a body that's not capable of mental linear development. And this is where Gaia, actually, at the Solar Council, presented the idea. She has this form. And even though she just signed a contract with the Sasquatch soul to come in and incarnate into this form, which is what we now know as a Sasquatch, there's still a lot of this form available, and yet the delegation of Sasquatch is pretty small. So perhaps they could share that particular body. Not one soul, two souls in the same body, but share the genetic type. And everybody agreed. So Sasquatch Nation, Sasquatch Starseed Soul, very graciously agreed, even though they just signed a contract that this form is their form to incarnate into and this is their experiment, they essentially signed a contract to share part of that body. That's kind of equivalent of like human beings, if we were conscious, signing a contract that some of the human bodies could some other soul now come and incarnate, let's say dragons. So some people would be looking like people, but actually would not be. They would be dragons. That's a pretty drastic choice. And Sasquatch Soul was advanced enough to understand that this would be a benefit to this group of souls from Mulch, that they needed that, that they decided to share the genetic material that they originally was planning for themselves. So that led to the Sasquatch Nation staying sort of small. They would not have many children, so as they multiplied and more souls could come in, I think the largest number they ever had on Earth was 100,000, so they never actually got really, really huge. While there were billions of souls from Mulch that needed to come in. So the Sasquatch souls remain in the black fur and white fur beings. Those are the ones that still are Sasquatch Nation with this telepathic, etheric connection. While the Muljian souls went into the orange-haired Sasquatch bodies, kind of like genetically a branch of them. So all the ones that we see as the ones that kind of more animalistic, those were the Muljian souls' bodies. This is the bodies that the souls that were traumatized went into and spent a really long time here on the planet. And only very recently, the entire Muljian community, those souls, have been relocated again out of this simulation elsewhere to some other experiment, I don't know. But they've gone somewhere else where now they can be rehabilitated further. That left orange fur Sasquatch here on Earth pretty much back to its animal form because the souls that have been incarnated in them stopped incarnating. So that's why they, why I'm saying that they are kind of more animal, they're more advanced than animal, but they're not anywhere near as advanced as the conscious ones that are the black and white fur who remained conscious throughout the entire time. So now Sasquatch Nation is pretty much again the only occupants of Sasquatch form. And their superpower is that ability to connect through the whole planet, feel all the pathways of the planet, and how the planet talks to the stars, talks to other planetary bodies, how we resonate through the etheric pathways everywhere. That's what Sasquatch know how to do. And we will learn from them as we go into the meditation how to resonate that type of energy within ourselves.